Tales from Berks New Country 107.3. It's Chris with you. One of the things I was looking forward to when I moved to town was being able to get people in studio. And we have that right now for your listening pleasure. I want you to introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Well, hi. My name is Olivia May Graham. I was born and raised right here in Tilsonburg, and I'm just so proud to share that I've been a country singer my whole life, and now I get to finally chat with you about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it, and thank you so much for dropping in. Tell us a bit about yourself and how you got started in the music career.
Music was always, there was never a moment where I wasn't doing music. Even as a little kid, I was four when my mom asked me, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, I want to be a singer because I have a lot of stories to tell. And man, that little girl was right. And I've been doing that ever since.
Take us through the road where you got started. I know that you're obviously did some education, including a master's degree in songwriting and distinction from Scotland in 2020. Yes, that must have been exciting.
It truly was. So like taking you way back, I was 4 years old. I started music lessons with the Shots, Darren and Allison Shot. At the time, I was just ready to go. I was like, I want to take over the world with music. And they're like, slow down. We have a lot to teach you. And they taught me so much. And then I was able to go to Harris Institute for the Arts in Toronto. Post-secondary, I went to Berklee College of Music down in Boston. And then in 2020, graduated with my master's in songwriting at the University of the West of Scotland. But it was 2020. And so I was a COVID graduate, which meant we got no graduation. I came back home and I came to Tilsonburg and I was like, what am I going to do now? Everything was closed. But the one thing that happened was people were co-writing virtually on Zoom. So suddenly this world where I thought I had to be somewhere else, I could be right here at home. And I got to write my first record. And truthfully, these songs wouldn't have existed if all of that didn't happen the way it did. So so thankful for that time.
Why is music such a passion for you?
Oh my goodness. For me, I think it's been my way of processing life and processing what's happening in real time. And I think I just remember the first time I wrote a song and I played it for somebody and they emotionally connected to it. And it's like, that's what I want to do. And so I'm just so thankful that I've been able to.
Yeah, your debut album, Nobody. Give us a little snippet on how that album came together and the content of it and what kind of fueled that album.
It was an album that we had been working on for so long. For me, I had been dreaming of it for my whole entire life. And so I'm so happy to share that all of the music, the songs, the musicians, everything was recorded right here in Ontario with Ontario musicians in Charterhouse in London, Ontario. And so, it was just such a passion project and watching it all come together. The first time I held, like, we have physical CDs and vinyl, and the first time I held it, I was like, this is like holding a child for the first time. Like, this is what I've been working my whole life for, and it was just such a surreal moment.
You've shared the stage with a few people that we might know.
Yes.
Terry Clark, to name one, James Barker Band, Fifi Dobson, Nate Hollard.
Yeah.
Good roster there.
It's been a wild journey. I'll tell you a little bit about the Terry Clark journey.
Sure.
So we were in the middle of a photo shoot and my phone kept ringing and I was like, I'm working right now. Like, I can't answer my phone. And so then I did and I was like, hello. And they're like, do you want to open for Terry Clark? And I was just like, yeah, like when? And they're like, in 48 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I was like, what am I going to wear? Like, that's like the first thing that pops into my brain. And my mom's like, you're going to wear what you got on, so don't get it dirty.
How far was the booking away from where you were currently when you got that notice? Was it far away or was it short?
It was at Burning Kiln Winery down in St. William. Okay. So it wasn't too far of a drive from what we were on a back road taking some photos. And so, yeah, it was just such a surreal moment. And I just remember thinking, I have 48 hours to show up as my best self. And I was so nervous. My nervous system was on pins and needles. And then I walked out on that stage and it was like, whew, I can do this. And then that was really the moment that changed everything for me.
I did some research on you and brought up a couple of singles. Boots, which quickly amassed over 100,000 views across social media platforms. And the single, I Can't Move, inspired by real life events in Norfolk County, which is great. Talk to us a little bit about those two singles.
Yeah. Oh, Boots. I remember the day we wrote that song. I was chatting with my co-writer, Jay Allen. I was like, Jay, like, I get to play country music. I get to work with the best musicians. I get to wear the cutest cowboy boots. Like, I am just so happy in life. I'm never going to write a song again. And then he brought me this idea for Have Boots Will Travel. And it was just like, it was one of those like, duh, of course I need to write this song. Mm-hmm. It was so obvious, but I wasn't the one that thought of it. He did. And so then when we were able to write it together, it's just, it's such a fun song about following your dreams and chasing the journey. It's just who I am.
And I Can't Move was just based on stuff going on around here.
It was. Yeah, my car broke down in a parking lot not too far from here. I will not. I won't tell you where. But yeah, I'm really thankful to work with Advanced Towing, actually. They got me out of that mess. But we wrote this song. My car was broken down. So you'll hear in the recording, the blinkers of my car are kind of like keeping time because that's how we wrote the song. I didn't have a guitar. I just called Jay. We were waiting for the tow truck. We had half hour to kill. And I was like, you know what? I need a car that won't let me down. And that's awesome. We wrote a song about I just kind of feeling stuck in life. And so
that's a great backstory to that track. That's awesome.
It's so real. It's so real.
Absolutely. Yeah. Coming up May 31st in Port Credit, CMA Ontario Awards. And you have 4 final ballot nominations for those awards. Breakthrough Artist of the Year, Female Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, and Music Video of the Year. And you're leading the field among female artists. So your thoughts on being nominated in that recognition, moving into those awards at the end of May?
It is so surreal. I didn't, like, if you would have told me a couple weeks ago that was going to happen, I'd be like, there is no way. I have a reaction video on socials where I just cried when I found out that we got Album of the Year. Yeah. Because this was just so much blood, sweat, and tears put into this album. And I'm so thankful to have the community of Tilsonburg really rally around me and the support that they've shown me. It's just, it's so surreal. You work your whole life towards these kind of milestones. And then when they start happening, you're like, I always wanted this, but I never knew that it was going to happen for me. And it is. So that's really cool.
Yeah. And a lot of, a good chunk of your success doesn't happen without a team. Mm-hmm. And your team being recognized as well, receiving nominations for Record Producer of the Year with Jay Allen and Aaron Murray. Musician of the Year with Nolan Gibson. And you brought Nolan with you today.
I did. Yeah. Being able to do this alongside my team has been the sweetest thing. So it kind of takes some pressure off me because now we're all in the same boat. But yeah, I'm so thankful to be able to work with these incredible, mm-hmm. talented guys.
Let's bring Nolan in here for a couple of seconds. Nolan, tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a little background from you in your music career.
Absolutely. So I'm a Norfolk County boy based out of Port Dover. And I've been playing, I think, since I was about 11. I started out in the barn. My dad used to have bands practice out there. And that's where I started to slowly pick away. And, you know, when people weren't looking, maybe I'd pick up an instrument I wasn't supposed to. But I'd get my start there. And I've been doing my own thing for years. And then Olivia gave me the call. And it's funny. I've always played country music's cousins, folk, blues, funk, soul, bluegrass, that kind of stuff. And it was kind of a coming home moment of bringing all those things together when Olivia gave me the call.
Yeah, I know the two of you are going to play a song for us coming up, but you've been nominated for Musician of the Year. So give us your thoughts on that recognition.
It's kind of incredible. You know, it's my first year being nominated. It's my first year even affiliated with the CMAOs. And there's some serious heat in this category. So I know I'm amongst some very talented people. And I'm honored I made it to the final ballot. Like, it's kind of surreal.
Olivia, tell us how you came to know of Nolan.
Oh my goodness. Nolan and I have met years ago, just playing shows around Norfolk County and just kind of crossing paths. And then I was looking to kind of put together my live show. And so I needed someone really talented. And I called him, not thinking. I was like, you know, I was like, you're too cool to do what I need you to do right now. But I was just honest. I was like, this is the gig. Do you want to do it? You can say no. And I have super like imposter syndrome. And he's like, sure. And I was like, oh, okay. And then he never said no. I just keep calling him.
How long ago was that?
It's been 3 years now, which is crazy, right? Wow. Yeah. 3 years? That's it. Crazy.
Nolan, tell us what it's like on that live performance stage with Olivia and the rest of the group. Tell us what it's like.
You know, it's completely different from anything I've done before. You know, I'm used to the bar grind, where you playing for people that are just yelling and stuff sometimes. But Olivia is so intentional about the show that she puts on. Right down to, you know, I know how to dress myself, but you put a little more effort in, and then even the way she engages with fans too is like to see like little girls just obsessed with her, like, and older fans as well. Like, it's, I've never seen anything like that playing some of the grungier bars, you know.
All right, so Olivia, you two are going to play a little tune for us to give us a little intro into what you're going
to
play.
This next song is so special to me, and starting over is a really scary thing. Just know that staying somewhere where you don't belong is way scarier. So I hope that for the listeners, if you resonate with this one, if you've got a dream on your heart, just go chase it because it's worth it.
All right. I'm Not Sorry with Olivia Mae Graham in studio here along with Nolan Gibson. Here you go.
I had a crazy dream last night I was leaving. You never said a thing to make me stay. Wide awake, but I can't shake this feeling. Maybe we'd be better off that way. This shouldn't be easy, so easy. I'm sorry, I'm not sorry. I'm mad that I'm not mad. We're breaking, but I'm not broken. It's alright, I'm okay with that. When hanging on becomes holding back, I love the love we have, but I'm not sad that we're not sad. I had a crazy dream last night we were at. I guess some dreams come true. I smile knowing the love we share together. But in the waking hours, we both face the truth. This shouldn't be easy, so easy. I'm sorry, I'm not sorry. I'm mad, I'm not mad. We're breaking, but I'm not broken. It's alright, I'm okay with that. I'm angry, I'm not angry. Kinda past the point of that. When hanging on becomes holding back, I love the love we have, but I'm not sad that we're not sad. Broken. It's all right, I'm okay with that. I'm angry, I'm not angry. Kinda past the point of that. When hanging on becomes holding back, I wouldn't take any of it back. I love the love we have, I'm not sad that we're not sad. I had a crazy dream last night.
I'm Not Sorry, Olivia Mae Graham. That was, I could hear the passion in the vocal.
Thank you.
It obviously means a lot to you, that song.
It truly does. And I think being able to release music that I've written and that I so deeply connect with, just it just means so much. And the amount of people that have messaged me and they connect with it, that's why I do what I do. So that's a cool feeling.
All right. So where can people find you online? I know there's a few platforms.
Everywhere. All of the platforms. Any platform you're on, I'm on. We've got Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, my website. Something really cool we do on my YouTube channel that we're doing for this album is it's a series called On the Record. So every week, every Sunday, there's a new YouTube video that goes up and I kind of deep dive into one of the songs on the record. So that's a really cool series. And there's something really cool that's going to happen right on the exact day that the CMA Awards are happening. So it's really cool.
And you're not telling us right now.
I can't tell you.
Congratulations to both of you, Nolan, for the nomination for Musician of the Year. Thanks for being here. Olivia, for Breakthrough Artist of the Year, Female Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Music Video of the Year. Good luck at the CMA Ontario Awards, May 31st in Port Credit. Thank you so much for being here, and you both are welcome back anytime.
Don't tell us that. We'll be back.
Absolutely. We will be back. I hope you are. Thanks for this. Appreciate it. And good luck at the awards.
Thank you. Thank you.